I was dead from wrong, and I'll die in America.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Hello, hello, hello out there. Welcome to our Thursday night current events broadcast brought to you by myself and General of the Defenders 7, Bobby Ormsby, and my co-host, Lieutenant General Christopher Weathers. Welcome. Before we get on with our broadcast, I have to read our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the Defender 7 radio show and Facebook page are those of the callers and or authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Defenders 7. That being said, again, welcome. Hope we get a lot of input tonight on your thoughts and opinions on what's going on around the country and the world, whatever. I hear a lot of patriots being sick and tired and getting sick of being banned on Facebook and social media platforms for speaking up. Well, guess what? This is the best place to do it. All opinions, all thoughts are always welcome here. We're not like the other radio stations where they're underneath FCC guidelines. And this goes global and nationwide. So come on in and enjoy yourself being free from getting mopped, banned, and whatever else on social media platforms. Now, if you're new just tuning in to us, I thank you for stepping up and listening to us and supporting us. We have a national Facebook page. If you type in the search box, all capital letters, Defender 7. Before you hit that join button, though, we want you to know you need to participate. That's all of our members and our future members. We're more than just a group here on Facebook and other platforms. We consider ourselves one big extended family, and we treat each other as such. Sounds like a group you want to get involved with? By all means, hit the join button. We are not armchair warriors or any of that other BS they got going on out there. We're trying to actually do something humanitarily for our country and our states. And that can only be done by those of you that are here and those of you that want to join. So tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Block Talk Radio, we enjoy it when you call in with your opinions and your thoughts, and I especially expect it on a Thursday night because it's like a no-holds bar. And that number to call is area code 914-205-5773. We also have a website. Check out our website, all lowercase letters, www.defenders7.com. Make sure you subscribe to our website. We're also on YouTube. Hop over there and do us a favor and hit that subscribe button for us. Come join us. Now, tonight's show, like I said at the beginning, and just like I wrote it when I posted it, are you sick and tired of what's going on in your community and in America? Give us your thoughts and opinions. And I see now, welcome our Colonel John McCullen. And we also have our Major Ass Pain, Lorna Munson.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, John.
And
hi, Lorna.
Miss Maria Delamain from Pennsylvania.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's happening, everybody?
Well, I'm working, so mostly I'm just going to listen to you guys complain.
Freezing rain here.
It's still in the 70s here. By 11 o'clock, we're only supposed to go down to 70.
Oh, wow. I'm down to 48. I was 60 like
wow,
10 minutes ago.
To
I swear
you.
To
God.
Yeah.
We're going down to 16 or 18 tonight.
Yeah, I'm at 55 with rain.
Right. So we got somebody in our chat room already asking what our show's about. And I told him, you know, what's going on around the country. And he's responding like football or politics or weather or traffic. Yes, politics. What do you not like? What's going on around here? Yes, this is against, we are not for Black Lives Matter. And it's not liberal. I guess you must be a troll. You must be a liberal.
Kind of sounds that way.
Yep.
We've had a few trolls lately.
Or he's part of Antifa.
Here's the thing. I don't mind listening to a point of view from the other side, but the trolling is ridiculous and unnecessary. It, you know, it doesn't really lead to anything. You know, at least if we would sit down and have a discussion with people who think differently than we do, at least we'd have a better understanding, as would they. We may not change each other's minds, but at least, you know, if you do it intellectually or cognitively or non-emotionally, I mean, they just come on to troll and try and cause problems. That's not going to resolve the issue. Then if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem, and get the fuck out.
Exactly. And that's, you know, and that's why that guy that trolled me two times, actually three times, and it shocked Kimberly because he trolled on one of her shows, and I automatically went off on him. And then, of course, you know, oh, big bad guy, hang up. Oh, yeah, I'm tough. Let me hang up. And just like Maria just said, and we've all said it, I would love to have a Democrat. I mean, I will not bash you unless you bash us. I would love to have anybody express their feelings on here. But, you know, calling in and bashing on shows and whatnot, that's not cool. And I will kick you off quicker than shit.
I would welcome a healthy debate.
Yes, a healthy debate is what I've always wanted. But, you know, you get these assholes, like I said, that want to troll, and all they're interested in hearing you say is that, Like, for instance, perfect example, the guy that I'm talking about. All he ever asks is, well, how do you back up? How are you backing up first responders? How are you backing up the police? And you want me to say that I'm going to pull my weapons out? No, we're not that way. If it comes down to it, I'm not shy from doing it. That's my opinion. That's me. And I don't give a damn who out there knows it. But I'll be damned if I let a fellow officer go down without me jumping in and doing something.
No, we can play devil's advocate. I mean, I know the other side's positions. I even actually agree with some of, you know, the left said, you know, although they don't want to hear that. You know, as far as the left is concerned, conservatives want nothing to do with social justice. They want nothing to do with police reform or social reform or anything like that. And that's
Yeah, see, you know, and that's what these leftists want us to do. They want us to turn around and say, you know, oh, well, I'm just going to grab my gun and biggity bang bang boom. No, that's stupid. That's why do you think the militia groups are on watch lists? Because that's all they talk about is training with weapons, train, shoot this up, shoot that up. We're more humanitarian. We want to help our communities during natural disasters, shit hits the fan situations. Yes, we will. But
I don't understand why they want to troll. And
because they got nothing better else to do, John.
Have a healthy conversation and change my mind about something. Maybe I see something wrong. Prove me wrong.
Exactly. And that's what you, Chris, everybody's been trying to do for the past, 3 years?
Take that here.
But nobody will come on.
Here's a topic for you, John. That young black man, who in 2018, he listened to this interview and stuff. He's aggressive, against guns, you know, for gun control and everything, but gun control was a man, he wasn't violent. He sounded like a good young man, granted, like I said, he's a Democrat, obviously, but then he got BLM, and here he tries to shoot somebody. It doesn't matter why. That young man had they been brainwashed, or I think it's Jesse Reuters said, radicalized. He is part of a cult. They accuse some people of being part of a cult. That's not true. This young man needs to be deprogrammed. And I don't mean stop him from believing that guns, you know, he shouldn't have guns or whatever, but he radicalized to become violent. He went from wanting no violence to going and trying to shoot somebody. That's brainwashing. That's program. That's what they're doing. And like I said, from 2018 to 2022, they went in and they bailed him out. And that young man has a mental issue. He needs to be deprogrammed. But he doesn't want to hear that. The left doesn't want to hear that. You know, anything like that. Those are the kinds of conversations that the people need to have. You know, what about that toothless man that killed that Chinese man, Asian, I don't know if he's Chinese, you know, with the mental health. They've all been brainwashed with programs. They want to talk about substance being programmed. But somebody wants to come out and bring anybody. We're just accusing the government of stealing an election. These people are going, and that's what they want, because, you know, Yeah, now you get to see the absurdity. But my point is that, you know, I feel bad for this young man. You know, if I would have met him in 2018, I may not have agreed with him, but I would have supported his rights and his views. But now, he has no idea what he stands for. He's just a loaded weapon.
Right. Yeah, see, we got a bunch of trolls inside our chat room.
Did you like what I have to say?
Somebody got something. Yeah.
Tell them to get in the chat room and tell them to come on the show.
I did.
All right. Is that better?
Yeah. It sounded like you were going through a wind tunnel.
No, I got my defrost all the way up. I got a quarter of an inch of ice on my fucking windshield. I haven't even left my fucking parking lot yet.
Well, it must have been your defroster then.
Yeah. I'll mute myself until I get this shit defrosted. I can't go nowhere anyway right now. I gotta get an ice scraper.
So, like I said, you know, I don't care about the trolls. It actually cracks me up. They got nothing better to do. But anyway, getting back to our show.
They're too afraid.
And the reason, what's that, bro?
They're too afraid to jump on.
Oh yeah,
tell the pussies to come on.
Yeah, they don't have brews.
I want to have some fun with them.
But anyway, getting on with our show. You know, from the idiot that's in charge, you know, the leftist president on down. I don't. How much more can he drive America into the ground? Is what I'd like to hear. I mean, coming up with all these stupid mandates and, oh, let's, you know, slip this into this bill. Let's slip that into that bill. The American people are too stupid to realize what we're doing.
I think he can do a lot more damage. I don't know but I think he can.
Hold on a second. Hey, trolls inside our chat room, why don't you all call in? Because I would love to debate with you. Jesus. So anyway, I'm sorry, Lorna. Go ahead.
I still think it can get a lot worse.
I know.
I don't know how.
It is. They're all crooked. We all know it. But nothing's changed in that respect.
No.
I mean, and it's just getting worse, you know. Oh, we don't like Orange Man bad. Let's vote for somebody that's fucking stupid. That doesn't care about the American people. Let's vote for that leftist motherfucker that wants to drain the country and control you. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And, you know, so they'd rather go with old Dementia Joe than somebody that has balls and had us on a great path. Do I personally like the man? You've heard me millions of times. No, I don't. But as president, yes. He did a lot of great for the country. And, you know, these dumbass liberals, they're starting to realize it now. They done effed up because look at everything that they're pulling out of the Dozier report. It's the same shit we've been talking about for 3 years, 4 years almost.
Gas prices keep going up. I think I'm going to go in and wring somebody's neck.
Dozier report? Do you mean the Durham report? Well, the Dozier, considering how long he's taken, it was like he was taking a dose.
Yeah. Well, that and the freaking the other one, the other reports that they're milling over too. But of course, you know, you're a leftist, so you get excused from that. But if you're a Republican, oh gosh, if you ever did it or said it, they come and put handcuffs on you.
Fuck them cocksuckers.
That's what I say. You know me, Chris. John, you know me too,
Chris.
And Lorna.
Yup.
Hello.
I had to lock my truck in the four-wheel drive. I'm just now leaving the parking lot. We got a quarter inch of ice. Here in
right
St.
there
Louis.
With you, bro. It's coming down now. Freezing rain.
We didn't get hardly. It snowed, but we. Oh, fuck. Smoke another one. We only got a trace of snow.
It's starting to switch over here to snow. I thought you were off nights.
I am off nights. I just got off work. 7 in the morning till 7 at night.
Screw that.
12-hour shifts, bud. 12-hour
shifts.
That's
why you make those six. That's why you make that six-figure paycheck.
Yep.
And three quarters of it.
Yeah, three quarters of it goes to taxes.
That's what I just said.
And gas for the other quarter.
Yeah. I just filled up this morning on the way here, and it cost me $75 to fill up my truck. And I only had a quarter of a tank of gas. $75 to fill up my truck. This is stupid, man. For all you people that voted for this cocksucker, that you're a fucking moron. That's all I gotta say. You're an absolute fucking moron. You have no idea of what you fucking did to this fucking country, letting this cocksucker in. And the bad part is, the deep state, it's so fucked up. There's already proof that there was, that this was a fraudulent election. He is not the president of the United States.
Fuck no. And to you, a internet friend down there in the chat room, we're not faggots. You obviously must be a faggot.
Well, then I tell you what. Tell that son of a bitch to come towards me, St. Louis. I'll show him a fucking faggot.
Oh, they won't. You know, they're armchair warrior Biden fucking lovers.
Yeah, go figure.
Chris, he won't even get on the show. He won't come down there.
That's because
they're a bunch of pussies.
I guarantee they wouldn't say that to our face, though. That's a
promise. Of course not.
I can guarantee it.
Of course not. Armchair warriors, that's all they are.
I know, that's all they are. 90% of these motherfuckers is all they are. Go to your mom's basement and play more video games, Call of Duty.
Yeah, I want to see them hunt for their food.
Shit, they'll starve.
Exactly. Can't get it in its.
If they didn't have a microwave, they would.
Well, yeah, you're right, internet friend. You guys are a bunch of internet tough guys. Come kick my ass in real life, you little faggot.
They'll be done and over with when the vaccine gets them, anyway.
Yeah, yeah. How many boosters have you had, you little faggots?
Well, if they have their boosters, they'll be dead anyway.
Yep.
Holy fuck, I'm
they
sliding,
had one
dude.
Shot, they'll be dead. And I want to see them in two years.
Oh, they won't make it that long. God damn, I'm sliding, dude. I can't even stop at stop signs.
Should have bought a real truck.
That's kind of hard to do. I got it in four-wheel drive, and all it's doing is sliding, dude. This much ice, there ain't a fucking thing nobody can do.
So, what are y'all's thoughts on what's going to come with this Putin shit?
World War III?
We're weak. He'll run all over us.
What's that?
I said we're weak. He'll run all over us.
Yep.
Oh, that's
no backbone, that's fine.
Destroyed our military. And he ain't got the backbone or balls anyway.
Do you need this light, honey?
Oh, there's one cop.
Yep, and they, you know, they again, the left sits there and bitches and cries and complains. But yet they won't stand up and do something about it.
Yeah, I know.
That's what you call a follower. Ain't no real men and women. They're fucking followers. Oh, my president told me to take the shot. Oh, they make me wear a mask. I'm so fearful.
We're going to be the only ones left that didn't take the shot.
Yep.
In America.
Our chat room buddies are playing Call of Duty.
Yeah.
They're playing.
Yeah, they are.
They're playing Call of Duty, huh?
Yeah, they're playing.
In their mommy's basement.
In their mommy's basement playing Hide the Pickle.
Oh, shit, man. That's funny shit. I love armchair warriors, man. Armchair warriors. Keyboard warriors.
Yep, always. Gotta love them.
Funny shit.
That's
all
why,
right.
Hey.
I don't know about that.
Well, I mean, you gotta love getting a kick out of how they write.
Oh, I know.
Don't know how to spell them.
They can't even do basic math. They have no idea about history, that's for damn sure.
And they're probably a bunch of fucking idiots. They're probably the idiots on the road you see by themselves in their car with a mask and a fucking face shield on.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the sad thing is they could probably learn something from us if they just open their mind a little bit.
No,
they
can't. There's too many Tide Pods for that.
But instead of being grown up and call in and, you know,
just
have an adult conversation / debate.
Yeah, but the minute we bring up facts, you know they're going to start name calling.
That's all right. The minute they start name calling, that's when they become, you know, fair game.
Right.
We've had colorful debates, haven't we, Bob, Chris?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we have.
We've had a bunch of decent, I mean, you know, I'm not putting every leftist down because we have had some decent people come in and actual debate adult as an adult.
Right.
I like to hear the other side of the, you know, the other side say it.
Right. Well, come at me respectful and I'll be respectful to you. Come at me like an asshole and you're going to get trash.
Right.
Hey, respect is earned, not given. Just saying.
True.
Respect goes both ways. It's
yep.
not a one-way street.
That's
the minute you don't respect me, that's when shit's going to hit the fan. Dude. There is nobody driving over 45 miles an hour on these highways. This is crazy, dude. I'd much rather have 2 feet of fucking snow than ice.
Ice sucks. You just go slow, bub.
Oh, I am. I'm doing 40 miles an hour on the highway. Now I'm getting on the bridges right now.
That's where you got to watch it. The bridges are slicker than the highway.
I know. Oh, I ain't wrecking my new truck, bro. No way. Four-wheel drive or not, I'm not going to tear my shit up.
I finally got my truck straightened out.
Did you get it today?
What was
yeah.
it? What was it? Did you need to fill it up?
Ha, ha, ha. No, that was the whole problem. I filled it up, and then things went to hell.
Please
what,
tell me it's not a piece
of Ford. On that new truck you just bought today?
I bought it on Valentine's Day, and I drove it for an hour, and it broke.
Well, that's under warranty, then.
It's
yeah,
a Chevy.
Yeah, I paid for it.
What do you expect?
It was just the
what
oil
broke?
Screen down by the pump was clogged.
Oh, the fuel pump?
Ford?
Yeah, the screen down there. He said when they sit for a little bit, this year and this size engine are notorious for clogging.
Yeah.
But he said it is a strong motor. They will go half a million miles, so.
Well, that's most trucks nowadays except for Fords.
Yep. Or Kia.
Bobby didn't catch that. What the hell, Bobby? You missed that one.
Because I'm watching them bust on your ass in this chat room.
And they're lucky I'm driving because I tell you what, I'll get in that chat room and I'll tear them up. Hey, I'll tell you right now, man. I'll meet you anywhere you want me to here and around St. Louis area. Come on.
Again, Chris, they're armchair warriors. They wouldn't know what to do.
You know what?
They'd pick up their phone and dial 911.
You're all fucking mouth, but no action. Bring your birdie ass and stop letting your alligator mouth override your birdie ass.
They'd call 911 and say there's some crazy-ass Navy veteran about to fuck them up.
Yep. I got to call my mommy first. I got to see if I'm allowed to go there.
They can meet me anywhere they want.
I wish y'all could see this. This is funny as shit.
I'm just sitting here driving, man, trying to fucking get home. Then I got to drive tomorrow morning back to work. they didn't have enough people to run one of the lines tonight. So many people called off. They only had enough people to run one line in the plant.
Damn.
I called it. Me and another foreman was sitting there talking about it, man. They're like, yep, they're not going to run both lines because they're not going to have enough people. Oh, shit. I think it's funny. But all the office managers and secretaries went home at noon. Can you believe that shit? But while we were stuck there working, doing our 12-hour shift. Oh, well. Oh, man. Are they still talking shit in the room?
Oh yeah. They're nonstop, dude. I get a kick out of it. Me, you, and John, and all of us have always said, you know, they're real tough behind their keyboards. Don't dare
like
to call
said,
in, though.
They got an alligator mouth overriding their dirty ass.
Yep.
Damn, this fucking bridge is slick.
Yeah, and now you see how since she got caught, Hillary's starting to backpedal now.
Yeah,
trying to turn it all around on Trump.
Yeah,
she's been in the news more in the last 2 weeks than she has in the last 3 years.
You know, the funny part, even though this is bigger than Watergate with Nixon, you know, none of them will get in trouble for it. They'll get a slap on the wrist, and that'll be it. If you do that.
Oh, yeah. You know, Democrats, they're above the law.
Oh, yeah, I know.
But, you know, my question is, like we've been saying all along, is when are so-called patriots going to stand the fuck up and take our country back? Truckers are doing it. We could do it. Peacefully. That's, you know.
Well, these so-called privileged kids, well, they don't even know any better because their parents fucking spoon-fed their shit. That and all these fucking liberals
got
them full of shit.
How do you get into this chat room?
You should be able to scroll down on the page that you're on to get on this show.
Oh, I just called in on the phone.
Well, if you click on our, the show.
Yeah, I can't get it to pull the show up.
Really?
I have problems with that,
yeah.
Too. I usually just use the phone.
Huh.
I'm in Blog Talk now. And then I search for Defender 7, and it doesn't pull anything up.
That's try it in lowercase. Try it with a capital D and all the rest letters small.
Bobby. Post a link in Telegram or Facebook or something that they can click on, like you usually do for me when I have a problem.
Do you run the VII all together as one word? Okay, I think I just found it. Okay, follow. It says we're live.
I just put the link in the staff room.
Okay.
If you can't find it the way that you're doing it.
Okay, I gotta sign in.
But, you know, getting back to, like we were just saying about, you know, the Democrats being above the law. I mean, look at how much shit they're trying to pass in behind these bills, embedded in these bills. Because the average person out there that doesn't care doesn't read through they don't read through all the pages, but yet they want to be the first ones to jump and start crying, oh well, they're taking my freedoms, they're doing this to us. Yeah, look what they're doing. And you know, that's why they need to be limited when they get in office.
Term limits.
Exactly. That's the only way you're going to successfully run the country. But you know, you got a lot of folks out there that believe every word that comes out of their mouth.
Well, look how many people wear masks in their car by themselves driving. They were told. They follow. That's all they do.
Right, sheep.
Hey, did you guys see that college? I don't know which college it was, but they're actually protesting. They want the mask mandate back because they feel unsafe. They don't think, you know, because now they don't know who's vaccinated, who's not vaccinated, and they could. And I'm like, and you're idiots. You're freaking idiots. You know, everybody, the CDC, World Health, everybody says masks don't do shit. Yes, if you are sick and wear a mask, it will limit your spraying and coughing and sneezing. But it doesn't make you that much less contagious. And people who aren't sick, you know, I mean, it doesn't do any good. You're still breathing in the air. I mean, these people are fucking idiots. Even if you're vaccinated, they still can get it. You can still pass it. It's bullshit. And they want the mask back. This is what I'm saying, like I was saying earlier with that young man. He did our brain walk. Even a 5-year-old kid who felt ashamed when she took off her mask and shoes and she was afraid the teacher was going to get mad. They're destroying these children and young adults who were already fucked up to begin with. You know,
Maria,
I mean,
are you driving?
Them. No, why? Am I too loud?
No, because it sounds like a wind tunnel.
That's not me. I'm band going. I'll mute me. Hang on a minute.
It stopped.
Oh, that's not me then.
That was me then. Is it me, Bobby? Because I just muted myself.
It was Maria when she was talking, and she sounded like she was in a tunnel or something.
Oh, well,
sounds better now.
And I do have a fan, but the wind tunnel sound was not me because I heard it while I was muted.
It's got to be Weathers.
All right, hold on. Let me mute myself. See if it's any better.
Well, how could it be Weathers when Maria's talking?
Yeah, see, it's gone.
Nobody's talking.
Okay, then it was me, but I'm only doing 45 miles an hour on the interstate, and my windows are all rolled up. My tires are humming because I got big old all-terrain tires.
No, it's not your toolbox tires.
Yeah, right.
You should see the meats on my truck.
Are you driving it without being towed, Lorna?
I am now. I had to put it on Dad's trailer to bring it back.
Well, I tell you what, I haven't had this thing towed yet, so I'm good.
Yeah, and I found out it's a 2013. I could have swore he said it was a 2017. Same as Dad. He thought he said that too.
I'm ready to get out of this cold.
It's nice
John,
here.
Find a chat room.
I don't want to hear your mouth, John. You just got back from Florida.
Yeah,
I sign in and can't get in there.
What?
Yeah, it tells me to sign in for the live chat. I sign in and there's no live chat.
Huh.
I wanted to play with these armchair warriors. Hey, Chris, I'm going back to the Keys for spring break.
I don't want to hear it. I'm following a salt truck right now. I'm right behind a salt truck.
Well, my truck won't get all full of rust and salt, that's for sure.
You say that now.
We got some snow coming down.
They don't put salt on the roads down here.
Well, in the third week of March, March 12th through the 22nd, I'll be in Arkansas trout fishing.
I think Bobby needs to come down to the Keys, and you and Lorna, Chris and Lorna.
To where?
Come down to the Keys on spring break.
That would be
fun. Right. Well,
hell
after
yeah.
after this week's vacation, I'll have 3 weeks left. A vacation.
I told you, John, I already plan on it, man.
Oh, heck yeah.
Maybe I'll even run by Tennessee and pick up Lorna.
I got the camper.
We'll go have some deep sea fishing or something. Have some fun.
No, we'll get us a speedboat and throw her over the side and drag her behind.
That
let her get ate
make
by
sure
a,
you video
a
that.
Tiger shark or a great hammerhead.
That's called chumming for food.
Shark. It's man like a two leg.
Especially if we hell get
well,
drunk.
They throw Lauren over the side like that, all the sharks go running the other way. Hey, Lauren, are you getting
good
any of these storms?
Yeah,
away
it's
from the
been
fish.
Pretty windy. It's been pretty windy and rainy here all day.
Yeah, here too. I got my tundra stuck a while ago going around and checked. One of my neighbors called me. They heard a tree come down, so I circled around and was backing up to check because I thought I'd seen it. Got backed off the edge of the road and got stuck. Had to go get my Ford and get one of the neighbors, and we got it out.
You mean Chevy, not Ford?
No, I got my Ford and pulled the Toyota out with it, the Tundra out with the Ford.
No way a Ford pulled anything
thing
out.
Ain't no
that's
Chevys on our road.
Ford can, that's the only thing a Ford can pull out.
Yeah.
Toyota.
It, hey,
it, gets,
a
it pulls all
truck.
The Chevys and tows them.
Yeah, it does. It's pulled several Chevys. It's pulled a Jeep Patriot, too. But no, that Tundra is a full-size truck. It's got a 5.7 V8 in it. And it's a four-door crew cab with a long bed.
That's about $120 worth of gas under Biden.
You got that right. Got 4.2 V6 in it.
What's it get about, 18, 19?
It gets right about 20 out on the road. Now, the Toyota probably gets around 16, 17. It doesn't do bad on gas at all.
21.9 miles to the gallon in this truck on the highway.
Dodge is the worst, though, for gas mileage.
Unless you get the Cummins engine with the chip in it.
True.
A buddy of mine's got a Dodge Dually with the Cummins engine. He put that chip in it. He said he gets about 20, 21 with it.
Yeah, that turbo diesel's sweet.
Yeah.
I got a regular gas engine in this truck, and it gets good gas mileage.
My Ford gets good. I was surprised what gas mileage I got with it. Now, I go pulling that fifth-wheel camper with it, that's a whole different story.
Well, yeah, that is. That would be.
27-foot
fifth-wheel. You're pulling a lot of weight.
You got that right.
Yeah, ask Lauren about towing from Wisconsin, come down to Smoky Mountain.
Yeah,
that's a lot
that
of
was
glamping.
A ride.
27 feet.
That was a ride. I was sitting in my pants.
Chicken
45 miles an hour and she driving like a little old lady.
Is a little old lady, Bobby.
Right?
My trailer was overloaded and I was swaying.
You mean little old ancient lady.
Whatever.
Oh, that's funny shit.
I heard Cassandra was down there visiting her.
Yeah, whatever.
That's what I heard.
That's after it left Weather's house.
Hamill to the no.
Yeah, that is definitely his style.
No, it's not.
That premiered at the PA.
Really? You're going to bring that shit up? All right, assholes.
Well, Bobby, yeah, I gotta go back to the orthopedic doctor again, the 21st.
Yeah.
Half the gas station here in my town are closed.
What'd you do to go to the orthopedic doctor?
I dropped a cast iron skillet on my big toe and broke it, plus cut, laid it open.
Oh,
it has stitches in it. Yeah, so they've
I
got.
I think it was Cassandra.
No, I saw you in letters on that one, Lorna.
Not at all.
But
I don't have nothing to do with it.
Just got home
no,
from physical therapy
and
did that.
Arm.
Now, I'm talking to a girl. She's assistant manager up there where Allie works.
At the TA?
No, Arby's. Now, there ain't no TA
Is
close
Is it serious?
To well, don't know yet. Well, I'm working on it.
That's all you can do, brother. Take it easy.
Yep.
Nice and slow.
She's got a little black Mustang.
I hope she's not feisty. I hope she's
okay,
not a feisty
what?
One. Feisty.
She's sweetheart.
Bobby's got a feisty one. I have a little bit of a feisty one, too. There's nothing wrong with fighting, though. Keep you on your toes.
That's right. Feistier the better.
Maybe that's why I'm single. Yeah. I'm not feisty.
Yeah, Candace just messaged me back. I told her about me getting my tundra stuck. Had to get my Mexican neighbor over here to help me get it out. I let him drive the Tundra, and I drove the Ford. And it needs a bath now, Bobby.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Tundra, the back end of the Tundra is all muddy because I pulled it out backwards because it's easier to get to.
Right.
Slung a little mud all over the tailgate of it.
Hey, Bob and Chris and everybody, when are we planning our camping trip?
Yeah, we got to definitely talk about that.
Sure.
Well, we need to have a meeting to get it set up. If somebody could, we need to find a central location to do it.
Right.
Because I'm game, I'll do it.
Where would be central on that?
I would have to look
at the
map.
I'm down for Florida.
Well, you figure from Pennsylvania on down to Tennessee, Kentucky.
Now, Tennessee
Indiana.
Wouldn't be bad.
Huh?
Nashville?
We're 2 hours.
Nashville is a shithole.
Nashville. Gatlinburg.
There's some good areas in Nashville.
We got a little grand old around right around here.
Everybody talks about that Pigeon Ridge. What about over in that area?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Gatlinburg area.
Yeah. I guess it's absolutely gorgeous over there.
Yep.
I mean, I could be in Tennessee in probably, I don't know, 3.5 hours.
I can be in Tennessee. I'm here.
All right, fuck off, Lorna.
It take me about 4.5 hours to get there from here.
Lorna, I meant that in a loving way.
We got all kinds of good camping areas around here where I live. Right on the lake.
I don't know. I kind of like the mountains. Blue Ridge Mountains.
I can get to Nashville, Tennessee in about 5 hours.
I can be in Nashville in 2 hours.
I can be in Nashville in 2 hours.
Nashville is 4.5 hours for me, actually.
Well, how about Pigeon Falls? That's a better area.
Pigeon Forge?
Or Pigeon Forge, I mean.
Lorna, you don't even know where the hell you're talking about. It ain't even the name of the channel.
Oh, shit.
I didn't have
Pigeon Forge.
Excuse me.
Pigeon Forge is 6.5 hours.
And what is this camping trip you're talking about? I never heard nothing about it.
We brought it up like a few months back.
Oh, one of the days I wasn't listening.
Well, you never listen. That's the problem.
What about?
Well, I got it. I have to have somebody important.
What about New Orleans?
No.
What do you think about New Orleans, guys?
Oh, I love it in New Orleans.
Or land between the lakes.
Land between the lakes in Kentucky.
Yeah.
I can stay. I can get my cousin's houseboat and stay on that.
Hell yeah! I could be there in 4 hours. That's some good camping there in land between the lakes.
That's 2.5 hours from me.
You could do four-wheeling, camping, boating.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, we've camped out there before.
I've camped out there before.
You remember when we did, don't you? Because I was messaging you always there.
Yeah. I got family down there in land between the lakes. All right, y'all, I just pulled up to the house. I'm going in.
Let's talk about that. Let's look into that land between the lakes.
We'll talk about it. Huh?
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
Shannon's got family in Lexington.
Have a good night. Y'all have a good night.
All right, brother.
Nice.
Yeah,
the only way
I'll be able to do it is if it's on a weekend. I've done used all my vacation days up in the past.
Well, we should do it over a weekend that has a holiday on a Friday or Monday.
Yeah, like 4th
of
July weekend.
Since I have no clue about this camp,
that would be a good weekend to do it.
A little bit what you're talking about.
All right, y'all. Good night.
All right, bro.
Good night. Now, we would have to, if we're going to do 4th of July, we'd have to get it in early, get reservations in.
Yeah.
Unless we did some, like, remote wilderness shit.
Yeah.
So fill me in what you guys are talking about on this camping trip.
Hey,
the campground
Bobby,
camped out.
Where did
I thought was the best was Wrangler Campground.
Hello.
Hi, Lorna.
Hi, Lorna.
You want to tell me? Hi. You want to tell me more about this campus thing that you guys are talking about? Since I have missed you, you're talking about.
We're trying to keep it secret from you.
Well, you done did fuck up.
Hey, Bobby, where did you guys camp with Dwayne that time and Chris and the twins?
That wasn't me. That was Chris.
Oh,
that
you
was
were
up,
there?
No, that was for their your guys' ship's crew.
Oh, yeah. Where was, do you know where that was, though?
Yeah, it's like, I want to say 40 miles north of me.
Oh, okay. Because that was a pretty good deal from what I remember. I didn't go.
Right. No, Lorna, we had talked about it before, and I'm sure you'll remember the conversation is we're trying to get all the defenders together for a camping trip.
Oh, that might have been on one of the days I did wasn't on the show. In fact, a few months ago, I wasn't on very much.
Right. And like John said, you know, we got to make sure that Stephanie doesn't go. She's standing right here, John. That's why I said John. If Weathers was on, I would have said Weathers.
Well, you should say Weathers. Don't throw me under the bus. I'm in a good spot.
You're going to be in trouble now, John.
Just don't tell Weathers that I'm her favorite.
You may not be now.
I know. Bobby, like, ran me over with the bus and then backed up over my head.
Yeah. Got that right.
She knows better, John. She tells you that, too.
I know. Oh, God.
That's why we get along so well.
Oh, yeah. For sure. We do need to get together soon, though. If you guys come down to the Keys, man, that would be fire.
Yeah. Like I said, ever since the day you were talking about it, I was talking to her, and she's down for it.
I'm trying to get into the Navy Lodge, but you have to give them 30 days before. So
yeah.
I'll have to call. We'll have to call here in a couple week or two.
Yeah,
week.
If you get the number, pass it on to me so I can call in too.
Yeah, so we can get in the Navy Lodge. It'd be a whole hell of a lot cheaper.
No doubt.
And they got it's got its own private island there in the Keys. The Navy Lodge is on its own island.
Right.
Key West. So we can definitely get on base. That won't be a problem.
I got my card anyway.
Yeah, I got my new card finally, so they'll let me on base now.
Hell, dude. Let me know the number. Let me see if I can't get it even more discounted for you.
Yeah. So I just Googled Navy Lodge, and they have a website. You can go on the website,
right,
and there's a phone number you call, but you gotta do within 30 days of the travel. So like unless you're
right
on order.
Well, what month is it that you're planning that?
When are we in the Keys? Bobby's probably get a better discount than me. March 26th to April 1st.
Okay. Shoot me a message with that, them dates. That
okay.
Way I'll check into it tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be good. Yeah, I stayed in the Navy Lodge in D.C., and it was pretty good.
Oh, I stayed in the one in Virginia Beach. It's pretty nice there.
Yeah, they got a private beach there, too.
Yeah, so does the one at, just outside of Stafford County when we went for that missing kid.
Yeah. I just sent you the message.
That's what we're talking about is a hotel.
I don't want to have to deal with weather. And they got and John in the same box.
Oh, damn. Stephanie said she don't want to have to deal with Weathers and John in the same campsite. You both be dead because she'd kill you both. What the hell did you guys do to her?
I'll help you out. It'd drive me nuts.
I'll help you, Steph.
Lorna said
we'll put Chris
you,
in the next one over.
Yeah. Did you dig the hole?
Lorna can entertain Chris.
Better dig it. Oh, help.
Fuck weather
and John.
That seems to be the common theme there, Lorna.
Right?
I love you, John.
And we all know that you went to the
upgrading.
I know. You got it. You better record that, Bob, because Chris won't believe it.
All he has to do is play back this broadcast.
Right.
Because Stephanie just said,
yeah,
John,
man.
You know she loves you.
I know, I heard it.
Oh, you did hear?
Oh, yeah. Did Maria drop off?
What's that?
Maria, did she drop off? I haven't heard of her in a while.
No, she's still on. She probably muted herself.
So, yeah, I muted myself. I was busy doing some stuff. Now I'm driving. I'm just listening to you guys playing your on some Navy Island down in Florida.
Yeah, well, we were also talking about our trip for the group.
Well, I was in the other room. I was multiple rooms in my office, so I was in another room. I heard you start talking about it.
Yeah, we're just trying to decide on a good campground to go to, and we'll be discussing it.
Yeah, I'm planning on going on a camping trip sometime either the end of March or the end of April when I hit Kentucky and Tennessee.
We'll see. That's the two areas we were just talking about doing our meetup.
Yeah, my one friend in Kentucky just had a baby. She lives in some town. It begins with an H. It has a population of less than 1,000. And the campground I stayed at was Axel something, but beautiful area. So I'm really looking forward to going that way again. Gorgeous up there. And then Tennessee, I was staying on the dam. They have a campground there. I can't believe how cheap it is to stay on the federal campgrounds or the military campgrounds. Like, really cheap.
Yeah, Bobby and I can get on federal campgrounds for free.
Well, you get fancy laughs.
And we could bring up to five people for free.
Yeah.
Car.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I paid like $23, then I got electric and water. I mean, I was shocked. As you're just camping with a tent, it was like only $12 or $15. It was like real cheap.
Yeah, a lot of the state campgrounds aren't too bad.
No,
at Wrangler
with the with me having the hearing disability rating, I get into any national federal park for free and campground for free.
Yeah, I have a friend. He's got his. It took him years to get declared disabled. The VA gave him a really hard time, but he finally did, and that was one of the first things he got. Because they like to go camping and stuff. So, but yeah, the government. Campgrounds don't offer any like internet or anything like that. Who the fuck cares? If you're going camping, you don't want that shit anyway.
Yeah, that's glamping, not camping.
I mean, I have to admit, I like the fact that I can get electric and water. But, but I don't care about the internet or the cell towers.
You should see my chihuahua trying to run through the snow and the freezing rain. He's trying to keep up with my big boy, and it's pretty funny. Oh, man. Did the chat room die down finally?
Yeah, there's still one straggler.
Well, at least you can say he's not a quitter.
Right.
Right.
Just gotta, like I said, you just gotta love the trolls part, man. But it comes with the territory.
Yeah, trolls are awful. Did you see that story that I shared on Telegram? I think I shared it about that woman, and she decapitated her 6-year-old son and her dog, and she calls 911.
Yeah.
To say that. Demons are after her, and they ask her if she, you know, is mentally ill, and tells them no, and they believe her. I'm like, you know.
Yeah, that woman's got some serious issues.
Yep.
I think they sent a social worker to help her instead of a police officer.
Kind of like Lorna, you know, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah. Well, hey, Bobby, that's why we have that suicide hotline set up.
Yep, that's right. Good thought
just
of bringing that up.
Just like that. Yeah, if anybody needs to use it, it's there.
Yep. Hey, anybody listening in and anybody in or even out of our group, it's posted and it's pinned to the top of our announcements on our Facebook national page.
Yeah, and PTSD too.
Yep, PTSD. If you're just having a rough time, if you're on the brink of breaking down, hit one of us up.
It's manned by veterans who've been there.
Yep.
Well, you don't necessarily have to be just a veteran, you know, like I.
No,
me,
you don't.
No.
Nope.
Right.
No, anybody
and
can
that,
have
you know,
PTSD.
That, exactly, and that's why we made the group veterans and civilians, because you didn't have to go through combat to come down with PTSD.
No.
Or even just straight up depression. You know, if you're having a rough day and need to talk to somebody, there's three numbers on there other than the suicide hotlines. Our personal cell phone numbers are on there. So you would definitely talk to one of us.
You know, a lot of people don't like calling the suicide help hotline because a lot of times that gets inserted. I know they say it's private and everything, but they actually do report some of that stuff. And I know
yes,
there
they
are
do.
People that are leery about calling into the suicide hotline because of that. So it's really nice that, you know, you guys offer it. And there are a couple of other groups, mostly veterans. I mean, not that there aren't any civilian, but groups that offer those suicide lines that are not official, for want of a better term, because there are a lot of people out there, both civilian as well as military, who especially right now need to talk to someone because they just are at their wit's end, if nothing else.
Well, there's no agenda here, so.
No, that's what I'm saying. There's so many people out there, you know, that are at their wit's end, and young people especially don't know, you know, who to call or what to do, you know, and a lot of them don't really have anybody that they can talk to in the real world. So having veterans or civilians that they can call, and in my personal opinion, I really like that there are veterans out there. My nephew, he's having some problems, and one of his teachers is a retired veteran and has been helping him, you know, as a support, you know, system, somebody he can go and talk to. And so it's real nice. I mean, people don't need to be just military, like you said, a veteran, in order to fall in.
It's
right.
Good to have a mentor at any age.
Right.
And that's why I said, you know, that's why we put our personal numbers on there, was because the God's honest truth, whatever's said between us and them is confidential. I will not break that confidentiality unless you intend to harm yourself.
And I can vouch for that because I've talked to you about stuff that nobody else knows about.
That's right,
yep,
and vice versa.
I just think it's awesome that you guys do that, and that periodically get it out and spread the word.
Right, and that's, you know, that's what we try to do, and that's why, and I'm glad John brought that up because, you know, sometimes with the shows going on in my mind and what I got to talk about, I forget that part. So
yeah,
that's
my
fault.
You're just so phenomenal. That's because you're
yeah,
old.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've talked about it.
Yeah.
Right. And it's, you know, I just got to start writing this stuff down and so we can add it into the shows.
Yeah, it's a lot to get out there. But
But the other good thing is we're hitting Ireland and what's the other country? Germany.
Nice. What are we up to on numbers?
We got over 2,000 followers.
Oh, wow.
And when they break it down into graphs, most of our shows are starting to be categorized higher, like of listeners and people that download our show, and they finally put a graph where I could see how many's listened what night, and where they're listening from.
Oh, wow.
So what night is the most popular night? Is it current events or medical or missing person?
For the past 2 weeks, it's been neck and neck between our Monday night missing person show and our Thursday night current events.
Oh, wow.
And Kimberly's medical show is not far behind us.
That's awesome.
And
I would like to get more of the missing person, more people to join in on that show and maybe showcase some of their own missing people. If there's a way get that word out to more.
I've been reaching out to different groups that I belong to, and I've been reaching out to when I post it on the different platforms, that's why I always put, if you know somebody that's missing, call in and share your story with us.
Because you know, Bobby, me and you have been involved with missing people for a few years now with different groups and whatnot.
And it's kind of hard doing a description. It's hard doing a description of people over the phone. So I've been posting them on my page also.
Right.
Yeah, share it with me, Lorna. I'll put it on my page too. I'll gladly put a poster on my page.
Unless Facebook decides to be assholes and not let me share, which has happened a couple of times.
Well,
just tag me on it. Tag me on the post, and I'll just put it on my page, too.
Yeah, that, and you can always post those inside our national page, Lorna.
I know, but,
not on Messenger. I'm talking about our Facebook national page.
Yeah, I know.
The one where we're really posting our shows.
I'll try that.
There's a lot of desperate people out there who are missing loved ones, and it'd be really nice to get their stories out there more on that radio.
Yeah,
and I mean, it goes all across the U.S., all over the world, for that matter.
I think that's why I like doing these missing person things, is because even though my son died when he was 5, I had closure. You know, I got to see him get buried and all that, and I don't know what I would do if I had. I wouldn't have no idea what I would do if I didn't know where my child was.
Right,
right. That's the most horrific part of it, is not knowing where your child is, if they're alive or dead. It's better to know, in my opinion. At least you know.
The only thing about
what's going on.
But the only thing about my son when he died is my ex-husband would never show me where the accident happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of shitty.
Okay. Yeah, it is. There's a lot of shitty things that happened when he died.
Yeah.
And
is that
something
you're comfortable sharing, Lorna, with what happened?
What's that?
Is it something you're comfortable sharing what happened? Because I don't think a lot of people know.
Oh.
What your experience was.
Oh, my son, I was on a sister-in-law vacation in Las Vegas, and my husband at the time was home taking care of the, my two kids, our two kids, and he decided to take them for a horseback ride on a stallion, and the horse spooked, and it reared up and landed on my now ex-husband and my son, and he killed my son. And he lived at the hospital, I guess, and he died before the helicopter got there.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But, and, you know, the people always look at other people saying, well, he's been gone for, I don't know, what, 30 years now? And you should get over it, which you don't ever get over it. You just learn to deal with it a little better.
Right.
You have your songs that remind you, have your smells, you have different foods or a toy or anything just to give you a little bit of a trigger. Or with these missing kids, there's been a few missing kids on there that looked so close to what my son looked like, and it was spooky.
Wow. The pain never goes away.
The pain never goes away.
Oh, God, no. Oh, God, ever. Not ever. Yeah. Yeah, he just turned 5 years old. He was an April Fool's baby. He turned it. Five on April 1st, and he died on April 21st.
Wow. Well, this is a way you can give back and maybe help another family who's hurting.
Exactly.
Give them closure,
another,
at least.
And if you're not comfortable with talking to a hotline or thing, go to your local church.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Yep. Sometimes it's easier to talk anonymously to somebody you don't know.
Oh, and another thing about my death, everybody was trying to push Valium and all that crap on me, and I was pretty well out of it anyway, without anything, and I did make an appointment to go to the doctor to get something, and thank God for this doctor, old school doctor, and he told me, you don't need any of that crap. What you need is for you to grieve, which I didn't really need to do, because my sister-in-law just happened to tell me that since I wasn't there for the accident, they needed to be there for my ex-husband, so I've had to bottle shit up all my life.
Right.
You probably have PTSD from that too, Lorna.
I'm sure I do, because there's different things that'll keep me up at night. When I see him laying at the funeral home, that one gets me, and then just imagining what he looks like in the coffin now, you know, it's haunting.
Absolutely. When you said it's been 30 years.
Yeah, he died in 91, so whatever that turns out to be, it's...
30, almost 31. But it doesn't get any easier.
No. No, and on some years I totally forget the death date. Not very many of the years, but if I'm super busy at work or whatever, I forget, but not very often.
Thanks for sharing that. I know that was probably hard for you.
Yeah, that's all right.
But it can be therapeutic, too, to talk about it.
Yep.
Oh, absolutely. And if it helps somebody else, you know, more power to me for doing it.
Yeah.
Amen to that.
That's what this group's about is helping each other and being real with each other.
Exactly. Yeah, and then my second son, he looked identical to my first son, so that was a little tough when he was young. And it's still even kids around his age, even though I wasn't there during the accident, my grandkids, I'm scared to death to take them on the four-wheeler or do anything where I know they could get hurt.
Understandably. Yeah, that would be hard for sure.
Yep. And that's, you know, and that's why I'm really glad that you brought that up tonight, John.
And another thing about it, alcohol does not make you forget. It makes matters worse. Same with drugs.
True.
Yeah. It'll numb the pain for a while, but it
feels so much better.
What's that?
The alcohol makes you feel so much better, especially out of that chainsaw.
I can't even smell that. That stuff's nasty. It's got to be.
So I'm going to change the subject here. I'm going to change the subject here for a minute. Let's get back to Russia.
Russia, Russia, Russia.
What's your Russia?
Exactly. I want to hear your thoughts on what you think is going to happen.
If it's going to go to war, if we have very few people, what it sounds like, we're going to get slaughtered.
I'm not saying it's not possible, but I think Putin's trolling. I think he's deliberately pulling this shit and being antagonistic, being distracting because we're not paying attention to China. So I personally do not think that he is going to invade Ukraine in the way, in the violence that Biden administration is saying. I think he is trolling them. I'm not saying that he doesn't. Does that make sense? I'm not saying he's not capable of doing it, but it's not in his best interest. Not at this time.
I think he's dipping his big toe in the water to see where this administration stands.
Yep.
Yeah, he's trolling. He's trolling.
I don't necessarily think he's going to do anything either, and that's from somebody who served during the Cold War, and I feel like I have a good handle on Russia, but I just think he's testing the waters.
Yeah.
Yep. He's just trying to see what reaction he's going to get out of us.
If Trump was in office, this shit would not have happened.
Definitely not.
No, but you got to remember, he is one of the largest armies in the world.
Yes.
If not the largest.
But I have more of an issue with China. I think China is more of a direct threat to the United States than Russia.
I disagree with that a little bit. I'm a little leery to say this because I'm not 100% sure. I think China's weak in the fact that I would be more scared of Russia than China.
if push came to shove.
Let me ask a clarifying question. So though China may have more numbers, they have less ability.
Exactly.
Okay. That I agree with.
Russia's much more capable. They have much more sophistication to wage war.
And strategies. China has the numbers,
yes.
But Russia has the strategy. I absolutely will agree with that.
Yes.
Looking at it from
I'd be
point,
much more afraid to go against Russia.
You're right. So, but again, I still go back to the point that I honestly don't think Russia wants a war where China does.
I don't even know that China necessarily wants to wage war, because I think deep down inside China knows that they're out sophisticated when it comes to war. Yeah, you may have people, but we have technology. We have technology beyond what anybody can even fathom.
So let me ask you this then, John. So Russia, you know, Biden, you know, and the shit that he's pulling, Russia invades the Ukraine, and you know Biden, of course, is going to go and back up his buddy, okay, and that leaves Taiwan wide open, which is what, and the United States as well, which is what Biden wants. Now, I'm not saying we would lose to China, but it would be damn bloody.
Yeah, but you got to think of the other part of it, too, is China is wanting Russia to back them up. And if that ever happened, we'd be screwed.
I don't know that Russia would necessarily back them up. Again, it depends on what this frickin' regime does if we can't get rid of them.
And it's the one thing that Russia did recently was they flew within like 5 feet of United States aircraft aggressively 3 times. Two of them were said to be dangerous maneuvers, and one was unprofessional. But to fly aggressively within 5 feet of U.S. aircraft is pretty bold. That's basically the pilots flipping us off.
Right.
Another administration probably would have taken that as an aggressive move and defended themselves. We didn't do that.
No, because we're
and that's very troublesome.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I said that he's dipping his foot in the waters to see what he can get away with.
Yep.
And I do think if he's emboldened, he may take that next step and he may go into an invasion posture if he thinks he can get away with it. Sanctions aren't going to do it.
No, not at this point. Not at this point.
We've sanctioned the shit out of Russia for years. Russia's government could give a shit less. Russia's people suffer for it,
right,
and starve and are hungry. But Putin doesn't care. He's not starving. His family's not hurting. He doesn't care about his people.
Nope.
Our current administration doesn't give a shit about our Americans either. So they're in big cahoots there. I honestly see the problem is I understand what you're saying and it makes a lot of sense. But the thing is it all depends on our administration.
Exactly. I agree with that.
And that's why I'm saying if anybody else or anybody with any kind of balls was in the White House, Putin would not be doing what he's doing. And I
no,
still say
it's no different than North Korea. They're emboldened. It's
well,
the same thing as Russia.
And China and Iran. I'm looking.
Yeah. Afghanistan.
You know, we're so focused on what's going on over there, not paying attention to the southern border and the fact that not only are they letting in military criminals, they're letting in cannibals.
Yep. It's very unfortunate that they don't want to do anything about it.
No, because you'd be taking away their money that they're getting for backing down.
Right.
Politicians can't handle that.
I don't think the NATO issue's ever going to be resolved with Russia and NATO.
No. No, and that's the sad part about it.
That's part of the reason we pulled out of NATO.
Exactly.
That was a no-win situation.
You know, these politicians sitting there, you know, debating the fact and all that and all the misinformation that they keep putting out. You don't know which to believe.
But what I don't understand is supposedly NATO never has any intentions of letting the Ukraine in. They just, but all the other countries over there, because, I mean, they don't do diddly shit. They expect America to do everything. They're the ones that want to just tell, you know, they don't have the balls to tell Putin, we don't want Ukraine. They're afraid of Ukraine.
Ukraine is an assurance that Russia wants. I don't think anybody else really gives two shits whether Ukraine is in NATO or not.
So why don't they just tell Putin that?
I just think it's Putin's own, I don't know what the word is, prejudice, I guess, or fear. Because I do believe he wants to take over Ukraine at some point. And Crimea.
I agree.
Yeah, so, you know, that's the other part that you got to think about is, like you said, John, is, you know, Putin testing the waters, is it making him nervous to do so? Or is he going to stand tall on his threats?
He certainly could stand tall on his threats. He has the capability.
Right.
And he has the money. He certainly has the troops. I mean, he said he's withdrawing, but he's not. He's added 7,000 more troops in the last 2 days.
Yeah. But then on the other hand, you know, they got That's on top of what he already put on them that border.
Yeah, it was over 100,000.
Right. And that's the scary part, because you don't know if it's just a tactical or, you know, for show, or if they're actually going to do something.
Let me ask you this. So according to something I heard, the Ukraine have over 100,000, 125,000 troops on the same border.
Well, we've been giving them weapons and defense mechanisms. They claim to be in a good posture for defensive.
And also, too, the Ukrainian president, though he may be corrupt and definitely not democratic, he doesn't seem to have an issue. He doesn't seem to think that they're in danger from Putin attacking.
Yeah, see, like I said, because you can't believe any words that come out of that White House's mouth. So,
not just the White House, media in general.
Well, you know what I mean. just in general, but mainly from Biden's administration. Because they talk in circles. And then you got the dumbass redhead that puts her foot in her mouth every time she opens her mouth.
Fire crotch.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, and you can't trust the fake news. That's for damn sure. So it's just, it's a guessing game with this administration.
You can't trust Jen Psaki or Camel Toe.
No.
And the guy that was in charge of the Russiagate is the one dealing with Russia.
Yeah, go figure.
Yeah, that's real smart. Hillary probably paid him off.
Oh, it's coming out, John. I've read a couple things about that.
Well,
oh,
that's the solution to the problem.
But again, you know, what's really going to happen? Nothing.
Nothing.
I got the solution.
What's that?
Since Biden makes me look like a genius, I'm running for president.
I'll vote for you, Lorna.
Yeah,
all
I'll
right.
vote for you. I'll be your running
kick.
Mate. I'll be your running mate.
Absolutely.
I'll get on that ticket.
But have you seen how many everyday citizens are starting to run for Congress and Senate and state, you know, other seats? You know, I mean, people are starting to get up off their butts and do stuff. You know, school board, Secretary of State. I mean, people are starting to.
Those five or six Navy SEALs that ran for Congress, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I don't know whatever became of that. I haven't heard any more, but.
No, I know. And that's what I'm saying. It's like they come out of the shadows. Put their nomination in, and then you don't hear nothing about it.
Well, it depends
ever again.
On the it depends on that position. Like the trucker that ran for office and won in New Jersey, that was a state seat. So unless you're in the state of New Jersey, you're really not going to be hearing anything about him. The only reason we're hearing about Youngkin is because he's a governor. You
right.
know what I mean?
But
I mean,
this was
you know.
No. This was
but
Congress.
This was for Congress. This was, but you don't hear nothing about it now.
What was the name?
Now, is it Now, is it a strategic move? Maybe.
No, who are you talking about? Which person?
No, there's
like
there's
five
six,
or six Navy SEALs.
Yeah,
oh,
six
yes,
Navy
I
SEALs.
That, that run for Congress. I did. I saw that. Yeah, I haven't heard anything since.
No, and that's what we were just saying. I don't know whether they're doing it strategically or, you know, waiting until it's closer to November to really get on their campaign trail. But I would think they'd be doing it right now.
Well, they're in a couple of different states. I'm not sure if Sean Purnell is running again here in PA or not. I haven't heard anything. And I know there are some a couple of other states, but you're right. I didn't think about that. But it's possible they are, you know, waiting because I don't know if were any of them supported by Trump or not, you know?
I would think every one of them would be supported by Trump.
Yeah. I think even one or two of them were represented by or, you know, put in there. In the mix.
Okay, they have some kind of strategy. There's some kind of strategy going on with the.
I would think almost every veteran would vote for them.
Yeah.
No, I agree. But they do. They have some kind of strategy that they're doing. Well, we've only got 3 minutes, Bobby.
No, we got 1 minute.
Oh.
It was a great show, guys. Thank you, John. Lorna, Maria.
Yes, sir.
Thank you all for being here. We got to do this again.
Yep.
And God bless America. God bless our children, our veterans, first responders, our military, and God bless the Defender 7. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.